Excellent. So what does camp look like as you guys get ready to settle down?
Yeah, I think for Fedra, it is just they carve out some space within between some roots. By carve out, I don't mean they chop through any of the roots, that sort of stuff. They just kind of shove some of the dirt around to make a hollow. excuse me. They pinion their cloak up with some sticky sap. So again, it's not being pinned to a tree, but it is supported up. They take out their bow, they unstring it, they wax the cord to make sure it doesn't overly stretch and lose its tension, seal that away. And, you know, they are used to sleeping out there in nature, so they make a rudimentary pillow, probably the satchel with books in, just nestle themselves in, sleeping lightly, and their bone-hilted dagger they unclip from their belt and they have resting across their lap with one hand on it as they sleep, just in case. But they are old hands at sleeping out there in the wild. And it's not currently raining too heavily. They've got a bit of a bivouac. There's probably enough space in there for Edrith and Tragus if they really want to. It might be a bit cozy.
Tragus is essentially like a little cone of huddled bird in the center. You know when a bird huddle and they do the whole like fluff out
blob.
There's that going on, but he's got a cloak that goes all the way down and across. So essentially you've got this little kind of forest cone of black, and you can just see his eyes kind of peeking out in the darkness. And he's propped up against the spear. And he doesn't snore when he's sleeping, but he does whistle occasionally.
Fedoreth, while camp is being set, is situated up in the branches of the pine, keeping an eye out on the forest around. And then when Fedoreth settles in, they get their cloak up and a dry space under the roots. Fedoreth makes their way down and settles in with their other half.
So you guys are sleeping in the woods, all of you, and your barrier is the only thing keeping watch.
You wake up, everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Hey. The slow pause was merely to freak you out.
No, I'd say it's about midnight. I've got a bit of a restful evening when the barrier sounds it is tripped. What's that alert like, Mark, when you set up this barrier?
I don't think it's an audible alert. I think with 8 successes, it is like each of us were shoved awake. I think it's a physical feeling that we all get. To let us know, but not let whatever is nearby know that we know that they're there. At least Fedra would be used to this sort of thing happening.
Tragus would like to, after being alerted and getting a sense of something going on, would like to, you know how I described them as a kind of a little cone of buzz, just very slowly rise, and the spear just comes out ready to bust out and like almost ready to jump as well. And what can I see?
Standing in front of you is Heavy Feather, arm full of various bops and things, carrying in an armful just trinkets galore, some of them spilling out and falling over.
Hello, old crow. I've got some bad news for you.
And it reaches out towards you with an open hand up palm, as if expecting more trinkets. You get a sense that it wants more.
I take out the bell, take the clapper off the bell, and very gently pull the little bell at Heavy Feather.
And it glides back from this, and the bell, the clapper from the bell, hits the ground in front of it, and it reaches out again as if asking for something.
Sorry to tell you, old chap, but you're dead. Not enough time, not enough smarts, too much gold in your pocket, too high a mountain. Now, I loved you when you were alive, but the land of the living's not the land of the dead.
I think while they're having this discussion, Fedra, their left hand goes to their side and grips one of these roots and starts just sinking. That's sink with a Y and C as opposed to dripping, you know, just kind of drawing their spirit in line with this ancient, slow-moving heart of the forest, just slowly, eyes lidded.
Well, for Fedrith and Fredrit, standing before you isn't Heavy Feather. It's a Dirin. He has an arm full of pages of stories. Some of them flitter to the ground, and it reaches in from the pages, and some of them crumple and everything, and it takes a page out in it. And it holds it out to you.
I think in our minds, so not vocally, we say, "Well, I think I understand where they suddenly started seeing Emily, but this is not our friend."
No, those texts make sense now, but...
"You never gave me anything in your life, old crow. I mean, except food and bar, board, but anything I wanted, I'd learn how to pick up. No, you're not Heavy Feather."
"I don't think this is a story if you want to free."
Nine. And then we kind of, can we hear Traeger speaking, or are we almost like hived off into our own instance?
I think let's do some discipline checks to describe how this encounter is affecting y'all.
Not good. Not good. I have a single green.
What's the difficulty?
This is going to be hard. I will flip to upgrade with two purples and a red. You can have a boost for the barrier, the fact that you were alerted to an intruder might help with that. And then I think that Fredrit are definitely, this is a group check for you two.
Yeah.
And Tregus, this is your solo check.
Fedrit's willpower? Oh, you don't have a rank in it, so.
No, I'm a single green.
Okay, so I will roll that because I have a yellow. I'm going to go ahead and flip a story point for us.
Yeah.
And I think Tregus should also probably flip a story point.
If you don't mind, I'd love to.
No, go for it.
I'm trying to think what else might help.
Yeah. All right, so Fedrith got two successes and one triumph.
Trigger score, three failures and three advantages.
For that triumph, can we know, taking what we see in front of us, taking what we read in Jordan's journal, can we know exactly what we're looking at?
I think so.
Are you happy with that, Adam?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Let's jump to Trey real quick. Trigus. With the failures, the being standing before you is Heavy Feather, dead or alive. Whatever happened in the past, this is very real that this person is here. For, I don't know if it's one or two, but for a couple of your advantages, everything that you are saying can be heard by Frederick and Frederick. They you aren't isolated in this illusion.
Okay. Yeah, so everything, they can hear everything I'm saying. I'm also like tapping my spear nervously because there's something wrong, and it's just like I think that's like how it's getting through, is I'm like tapping the spear nervously on the ground. For the other advantage, I'd like to essentially have Trigus's mind go in a very specific way, which is, if this is his friend and he's dead, well, death's just another kind of jail, isn't it? And like that's the direction, rather than so like he's so the conversation is going to be, "Right then, Heavy Feather. Right, so you're dead. That's unfortunate. What are the bars like? How do we get you out of this?"
And then I mentioned that Heavy Feather is very real as part of the failures for this. But the other component is that I know that Trigus wants things, subconsciously or not, is gathering things. These items that Heavy Feather has seem available to you for the taking. But before you go with that, I will answer the triumph question. So your compatriots can decide how best to react, but their knowledge...
I already know how I'm going to react, I'll tell you, but...
So this is a holder, a ghost, a being that will change their appearance to look as someone or something that the perceiver desires. Their main goal is to entice the viewer to follow.
Are they corporeal or incorporeal?
They're incorporeal.
But magic will still affect them, won't it? Because magic is magic.
As will weapons.
So the heavy feather Dirin folk is reaching out to give, to entice, to make a trade or a barter. And while they're doing so, very slowly, they are moving backwards.
Would anybody object if I responded? Federet, still holding onto this root with their left hand, right hand on the bone hilt of their dagger. They've closed their eyes, realizing what this is, and their breathing slows and their heartbeat slows as they join with the tree and the root structure that has sheltered them through the night. The root structure which spreads all around this area. The root structure which runs underneath where this holder has appeared. Without opening their eyes, they go, "You are not our friend. You are a dead thing. And the dead belong in the earth, there to decay and help give life to that which follows. It's time to return to the earth." And I want to cast a primal attack spell. effectively with ice, which mostly to give it the ensnare quality, as the roots underneath it burst out of the ground and start trying to wrap it up and cocoon it and drag it down into the dirt beneath.
Cool.
Trigus is reaching out. He's taking a step, and the thing that he's trying to take from his friend essentially a carabiner, like a chain link, because when he sees his friend who died by falling down a thing and he wasn't able to save him, that's where his mind goes. His mind goes to the ropes that snapped, the, you know, despite the wings, he was too heavy because he was loaded down. So it's like his mind is like, can just get these things, then we can maybe save you, sort of thing. So I'm taking 2, then 3 steps as this is going on. I'm slowly but surely, very hesitantly, very slowly, because part of my mind is now on a cliffside, if you see what I mean. It's all coming back that day. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying not to fall down the cliff whilst also trying to save. Just take my hand, you silly old bird.
Let's see this primal attack. The difficulty is upgraded once. I'm flipping for it. Mm-hmm. But we're specifically saying that Tregus is near engaged range. So
But the holder for the moment is still short distance from me, mm-hmm. from Frederick. Okay. So that's 1 red and 1 purple. It's a difficulty then. I've got 2 yellows and a green. Could we argue a boost for being awake and aware? You know, we were alerted well in time. We got the triumph, so we knew what this thing was.
I'll allow it because you got the triumph.
Okay. Let's see how this goes. It will almost certainly fail, but with advantage, because that seems to be the way my look's going. But, So 3 success, 3 threat. So it's not ensnared. That is 6 damage as the roots reach up and wrap around this thing and start crushing it. But I haven't got the successes to trigger ensnare to hold it in place and start drawing it into the earth. That's quite a few threats. And magic threats are... that they are more than normal threats. They do not end well for anybody. So, I have a suggestion.
Sure. Well, I'm...
Well, then again, I don't know if it would end up good. Because, yeah, with Tragus being right close to it, maybe he's the one ensnared.
Yeah, I'm walking straight into... I'm trying to save my friend at this point. So I'm walking straight into...
But then again, I don't know if that would be a... Would that be a good thing that he can't follow because he's been ensnared? Maybe I've been ensnared, so I can't move to get up because it means I lose my maneuvers.
If Tragus was ensnared, he would fight against it, probably hurt himself because that would be him being dragged away whilst someone's falling off the ledge. So he would definitely fight that. He'd probably try and fly away.
Oh, should have aimed as well for extra boost as my maneuver. Here's an attack. Can I roll that extra boost for maneuver? Can we patch it in? No, never mind then. Worth a hustle.
It is. It's always worth asking. Mark, help me out so I don't have to look it up. The incorporeal, sure. Does, I know it halves damage. Does it half magic damage too?
No.
No, okay. I assumed not.
I mean, it's three threat. I'm happy to be ensnared, mm-hmm. prone on the ground as well, mm-hmm. As the roots go a little bit crazy and wrap me, Tragus.
Let's do a quick initiative for this. I'm leaning towards Tragus is trapped in the ensnared.
Oh, what am I rolling for initiative?
Tragus should be vigilance.
Yeah. What about for Federate? I suppose it would be cool because I kicked it off. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. For Mark, if you're rolling vigilance, remember that you get a boost die from Tragus's height senses.
It's all vigilance. I also rolled cool.
Ah, oh no, man. Then. Yeah.
You guys did a good job of rolling before this very heavy dice heavy or pool heavy. I lost it. I don't know. Anyway, PC but goes
only one
first.
Person.
One PC can go first.
Okay.
Tragus is ensnared by these ice cold roots. And I will say that you are in engaged range with Heavy Feather. Well, you're not in a grapple. Either one of you can reach out and touch the other.
I have an odd request. Tell me what you think of this. So part of sense, which is a spell that I can do, is that you can see through illusions. Can I cast that on Tragus?
Oh, that's cool. I think for me, wearing my brief GM hat, I would allow it, but it would up the difficulty because it's effectively
so it would end up
extra
being four purples instead of three.
Oh, is it? Oh, crikey. Well,
yeah.
It's effectively extra target, isn't it? Because you'd be sharing it out.
Yep.
I think that's what I'd go for. It might make it a bit hard, but that's my instinct.
That was where I was at, too. I was trying to decide if it's an extra purple or if it's an extra setback. And I'm at it's an extra difficulty.
I feel like Federate, having tried to tangle this Holda, it would only make sense that Federate would make have a reaction to that, make the next move. And since they know that it is a being that creates illusions, they are going to try to help Tragus see through that illusion.
Flip.
I will flip. Okay. Federth is still in that space that they were sharing with Federth, that tangle of roots. And while it began to move and ensnare Federth, Federth is small enough that they can hop out. And I think they've got this connection with the roots now. They are going to continue to use that connection that their other half forged. And that is my justification for using component casting.
Allow it.
Five successes and three threats. So I think as Federth is in these roots with Federate, that same sort of glow that was there when they created that barrier earlier, it just sort of traces from where they are in those roots along the ground to the Holda. And these roots that have sort of twisted up and around this ghost were not really able to snare it there, but they're still sort of twisting in and out of this shape, at least for us. And I think that glow follows that root path up into the shape, and hopefully Tragus can see it for what it is.
He has dichromatic eyes, so in my head, what happens is the blue eye rather than the yellow eye glows, and it's the two colors, the two worlds, and there's just a blink. Oh, you sneaky! Oh no, right then, not with
Andrew. What does it really look like?
I mean, I think how you've described it is quite accurate, and I think that in addition to that, the sudden shock for Tragus to have this more realistic image of this ugly spirit floating in front of him is strenuous. We're going to give one strain to Tragus for this sudden change through his mind. And we're going to say that two strain goes to Fedrith for this as well, because it was a difficult task to break this illusion with sense. And then the heavy feather, not heavy feather, you know, has these glowing roots kind of intermingled amongst its incorporeal form, and it takes a quick snatch at Tragus, a swipe, if you will. It's reaching out and reaching for the rest of the bell clapper.
Ugh, could be worse.
Could be a lot worse, yeah.
So it's going to be 4 strain damage that's coming to you.
Do you get your soak off that?
Oh.
I think so, with stun damage.
It makes sense to me.
With it being corporeal, I was wondering whether or not you got like half your soak, or is that too complicated? Am I overcomplicating things?
I think you're overcomplicating things.
So this... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say it's just supernatural force, isn't it? So
yeah, it rolled some threads, so it definitely isn't going to bypass any soak for that. The metal studs on the leather armor and things can say that protects you from this ghostly, wispy hand that reaches out for the bell and kind of passes through your wrist and the bell. And as it touches that, as it touches you, there's this ice cold dread, this feeling that flows through your very veins to your core, as you are touched by this ghost. But the iron, the metal interwoven with your leather armor, has it recoil quickly back, and it begins a hasty retreat, moving to a short range from everyone.
Okay, I'd like to act if no one minds. Take the next set of initiatives. Trigus is absolutely incensed. There's just this look of pure rage. I was like, you want something? You want something more? You creepy thing. Have this. And jumps up. I'm entangled, aren't I? So
yeah,
doesn't jump up, but there's that kind of movement. It's like, oh, I'm entangled. Oh well. But both hands on the spear and just gives it full thrust. Now, it should give me the range because it's a spear.
Yeah, weirdly, I think spears. Your whip's got short range.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that again.
Since you're not maneuvering, you can draw the whip as you're maneuvering.
Yeah, I'll do that again then. So Trigus is absolutely incensed. And he looks at it and goes, you horrible thing, you horrible... Have this. And pulls a whip, coils it round, and is just trying to like crack it away the way that he would crack away anything that's scary. So what is the stat?
It's melee light. If you click on your character, I've added it as melee light finesse, because you use your agility to attack with it rather than your brawn.
Which is lovely. What's the difficulty?
Short range, I think, is
one.
It's I think it still counts as... Oh, no, because it counts as range attack, doesn't it? Almost. It's a bit of a weird one. Yeah.
So it should just be one purple.
Nice.
Nice.
It's a good roll.
That's a good roll. One success, one advantage, one triumph.
Smashing indeed. So what's it... What's it look like when you end the existence of this holder?
So the energy that's still, like, coursing through me and coursing through... has coursed into my eyes. There's just, with the anger, I kind of look down, and like the energy that's still entangling me somehow passes through the whip, because there's like a hole of some sort of material in the whip. Probably, because he probably picked it up in a game somewhere or in a lost place somewhere. There's something probably odd about it. It just whirls it around, and like the whip goes all the way up incorporeally through the ghost to the top of its head, and as it cracks, the whole thing falls down like a house of cards, and there's just like soft snow kind of an effect, almost like a static snow effect as it falls apart.
Nice. There's an unearthly, ghostly scream, and then quiet.
What was that?
That was a holder. Yeah, it was a ghost.
I got that it was dead.
Say, they manifest in the form of a loved one lost and seek to entice you off to the woods to drain your soul. That is probably what happened to this Emily who returned. And to be honest, if it's been picking off what's left of this village, I imagine that is why the lighthouse has fell into disrepair. I must confess, my friend, I am no longer feeling sleepy. Should we press on and light up the lighthouse so we can get away from here as swiftly as possible?
I think it's a very, very good idea.
I concur.
Yes, Federic dismantles their shelter, throws her cloak back on, shakes them down, restrings the bow. Again, knocks an arrow ready. Let us press on.
Right. So you guys head further.
Oh. Can we do our cooler discipline to recover strain?
Yes.
Since the encounter is over.
Yes, you can.
Or indeed survival, in my case.
Oh, yeah.
And you have another survival roll coming.
3 successes, 2 advantage. I will take my strain back.
Oh, no. 2 successes, 3 advantages.
That's 1 success, 1 advantage for me.
That's 1 strain back. I recall advantage is entirely unhelpful in this situation.
I house rule them for my game, so they also give me strain back, but like...
Oh, I house rule them to give you knowledge about a previous encounter.
All right. Ah. That involves me having to think far too much about what's already happened. Just have some more strain back, it's fine, crack on.
Well, I think they're unhelpful in this situation for strain return.
That's fine.
I think that they represent, as a group, a sense of triumph. You've won the encounter with this strange ghost that appears to be plaguing the town, and we'll put that as a boost toward this upcoming survival check. As you guys are working your way through the woods in the dark.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tales from the Grey Library. Thank you to Andrew from the Dicey Cantina for running this game, and Adam and Ed from Force Majeure for playing. This episode was produced by Nightcast Creative and Dicey Cantina. Be sure to check out Dicey Cantina's latest podcast, The Foxglove Letters, wherever you get your podcasts. And for everything we do here at Nightcast Creative, please visit nightcastcreative.com. Interested in supporting this and our other shows? Be sure to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/CoruscantNights. Or buy us a coffee at ko-fi.com/nightcast.